Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization that's been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Cattle futures actually really strong today for feeder cattle. 62 higher in October at 153.15. The feeder cattle index as of yesterday is 155.26, so it's at a premium to the October feeder cattle. But November 70 higher in January was the strongest, up $1.07 at 151.20. Today we had quite a range here. We closed about $3 off the low, just generally across the board, so quite a good rally there, especially in the January feeder cattle contract. So box beef at midday was up 50 on choice at 197.76, select up $1.34, but live cattle weren't necessarily as fortunate, actually down in all in October and December, a little bit higher in February, up 10 cents at 120.65, but the box beef did not do enough to lift those up higher. December live cattle, technically speaking, are still above the moving average. We've been trading sideways for about a week now. A little bit off the high, about $2.50 off the high from a week ago. But if you look back over the last couple of months, we're still significantly off the low by about $8 from the August low on the December live cattle. Some people are arguing that we might go back and test those moving averages. The 50-day moving average for December is just under $1.13 or $3 lower than the current price.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain and cotton mixed today. We had the corn up a half cent, December corn 349, soybeans up two, Chicago and Kansas City wheat up both up a half to a penny. The cotton futures were down 32 in December at 67.31. So that was a little bit disappointing there on the cotton. Exports this morning were generally strong here. Wheat and corn were both higher than expectations, while beans were right in the middle of the range. Now, just because it's in the middle of the range does not necessarily mean small. There was still 1.476 million metric tons. And then we had 384,000 metric tons of beans announced to China. And that anytime you have a number that big on exports, it really helps lift the market. And that probably played a major role here as the grains were a little bit higher on the day. Outside factors here today, we had the dollar down about 10. The Dow Jones has come a long way back off of its lows, but it's still down 19 at 23,095. Crude oil today is 71 cents lower on December at 51.55. It's really hovered around that $50 to $52 level for quite some time here. Natural gas continues to move around at 309 here into December. It's about 8 off of its lows from earlier in the trading session.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.